Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Hei. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings that Bar Hedjo brought a get. He came in front of Rav Achi and he told him that he needs to check and stand in each letter and letter in order to save for a nechtav. He came in front of Rav Avi and Rav Asi. They told him, you do not have to. And don't be machmir on yourself. Because if you do, you'll be moitzi laz al Gittin Mishonim. You'll say, you'll bring questions on the earlier Gittin. So here the Gemara brings this concept, this idea, that a person should not be more machmir than what the earlier generations did. In the Sefer Yad Malachi, one of the earlier Sfarim of Klolei Hashas, he brings the name of the Maharnach, that this thing applies only to saying that things have to do with issues, with Gittin. Because then you start making questions of Mamzerus in previous generations. But in other halachas, one is allowed to be machmir on himself, and to do things, even though they will question the previous generations, why they didn't do this chumrah. In his Zdei Chemed, which is the encyclopedia for Inyoni Halacha, he brings the list of poiskim that disagree with this. He brings the Chuvos HaRivosh, the Mogen Avraham, the Chasav Sofer, the Chuvos Chutshani, and many more. The Mogen Avraham is talking about Siman Lamed Beis, Seif Memches, regarding Hilchos Tefillin. That they're discussing the inyonim of tefillin and when to be machmir in something, and zog the Mogen Avraham li nira sheminik shlanu minug vasikinu ve'ein l'shanos shelo letzilaz l'ushayim. Don't try to be machmir in yourself more than the previous generations. You're going to cause laz on the deres rishonim. The Truma Sedeshin in Shele Reish Lamed Beis speaks about our Gemara, and he asks, when do you say that you can be machmir and when not? So he goes on to say, it really depends. If we talk about something which is, it's pasha that's mutter, and someone wants to go and be machmir himself, so then you say, don't go and be machmir, stop for no reason, causing loss to previous generations. But whenever there's a real suffix and there's a tzad, then maybe there's really a reason to be machmir. So it's better to do kedas toiro and to do the right thing, even though you might see laz on doris rishonim. We can add to the Truma Sedeshin what Tosis brings the next daf, and Davot Amud Beis, Tosis brings the Yerushalmi, that we quoted sometimes in halacha, that kol hapotor midover ve'oseo nikra hedyot. Someone's not obligated to do something and decides to do it, he's considered to be an hedyot. So what is the meaning of this? How do we understand it? Sometimes a person can be machmir himself, sometimes not. So this has to do also with what we're going to see in the next daf. The Gemara is going to say the idea of eilu ve'eilu divre loikim chayim. Two opposite opinions can both be true. As we brought in previous mesechtes, we spoke about in meseches chagig in the beginning, the idea of the pshat is that shivim ponim l'Torah. The Torah really has several different ways to look at it, several different ways, different aspects, how the Torah is revealed to the world. The Torah is the chokhmah elokis, comes from above. And therefore, things that are opposite can be true. Only in this world that we are very limited. We have a gvulim, we have a borders. And there's only one way. You can't have black and white. It's either black or white. But in Olam Elyon, we don't have any limitations of time and space. Opposite opinions can both have merit, can both have truth to it. In different ways, different aspects, this is true. And mitzad sheni, a different aspect, this is true. Shivim ponim l'Torah, seven different faces to the Torah. It depends where you look at it. They're all emes. And that's why opposite opinions, they both are emes. What does halacha mean? Halacha means halacha loshen halicha. You need to choose one way how to walk in the world. You can't come and do two opposite things in this world. You have to choose one. But they're both emes. Efshir, that's what the pshat is in the Truma Sedeshin. When something is pashur that's mutter, there's no tzad that it's usher. So a person is going to come and make up his own thing to be oiser. Not only that maybe is nikra hedyot, as we saw in the Yerushalmi, but after that is moitzi laz doros rishonim, there's no heter to do it. But when you really have a suffix, you have two tzdodim, and we did pass kind of locha like one side, but the other side is very legitimate. It's a really emes dikshita. And we want to be machmir that way because of an issue that we have. So then that's something that one could do even as moitzi laz al doros rishonim. This is a very large topic in halacha. When do we say that? When do not say that? We just touched upon it a little bit. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.